Welcome to the weekly summary of the global sugar market for April 29, 2024. For more information on any aspect of this report, please visit the CropGPT website. India's sugar industry continues its progress on a 10-year roadmap, emphasizing sustainability and competitiveness, focusing on areas such as water management, research and development, technological advancements, and policy frameworks. Domestic consumption has risen to record highs due to heat waves and elections, driving prices upward. Maharashtra's sugar production has exceeded projections, concluding the season positively and leading to substantial payments for farmers. India's sugar output from October to April 15 dropped by -0.5% year-on-year to 31.09 million metric tons, with fewer mills operating. However, 84 mills are still running compared to 132 last year. Export restrictions remain, limiting India's exports to 6.1 million metric tons compared to 11.1 million metric tons the previous year, aiming to ensure domestic supplies. The Meteorological Department projects a 106% monsoon rainfall for 2024, potentially boosting production. In Ukraine, sugar beet sowing progresses steadily, with financial aid for farmers. The Khmelnytsky region has completed sowing, reflecting Ukraine's commitment to sugar production. Agribusiness Astarta reported a 34% increase in sugar production, driving significant growth in exports. The Poltava region's focus on expanding sugar beet cultivation exemplifies efficient practices, potentially enhancing Ukraine's global market share. Western Europe's planting season saw a slow start, but rates are increasing. Spain and Poland are progressing well. In the Eurasian Economic Union region, sugar beet cultivation expands, with Belarus doubling its area and Russia leading in production. France's increased pesticide use to combat pests has sparked environmental concerns. Morocco's sugar industry faces lower yields due to unfavorable conditions, while Tunisia expects improved outputs. Drought conditions have impacted Thailand's sugarcane production, reducing yields to 82.2 million tons in fiscal year 2023-24, down from 93.9 million the previous year. However, an increase is expected next year as farmers shift from cassava to sugarcane, motivated by higher prices. Rainfall has been lower than last year, and El Nino may continue to depress yields. The government estimates 2023-24 production at 8.77 million metric tons by April 17, exceeding previous estimates. Brazil's 2023-24 sugar production forecast has been revised down by 2.6% to 45.7 million metric tons. However, Brazil has reported record levels of sugarcane processing, sugar, and ethanol production, contributing to global decarbonization efforts. Global prices experienced a mixed week, with May New York World Sugar #11 ending Friday down -0.51%, while August London International Commodities Exchange White Sugar #5 closed up +0.02%. Prices were pressured by increased supplies, with Brazil's 2024-25 sugar production in April jumping by +31.0% year-on-year. The National Food Supply Company projects Brazil's 2024-25 production will reach 46.292 million metric tons, up +1.3% year-on-year. Sugar prices recovered Friday after the Brazilian real rallied to a 1.5-week high against the dollar, discouraging export selling from Brazil's sugar producers. Thai production declines, and India's ongoing export restrictions also support prices. The United States Department of Agriculture's biannual report projects 2023-24 global sugar production to climb by +4.7% year-on-year to 183.461 million metric tons, while global consumption rises by +1.2% year-on-year to 178.431 million metric tons. Ending stocks are forecasted to fall by -13.3% year-on-year to a 13-year low of 33.681 million metric tons. The International Sugar Organization increased its 2023-24 global sugar deficit estimate to -689,000 metric tons, emphasizing the delicate balance between supply and demand.